this press conference extra. I'm Andy Eaton. I'm delighted to be joined by Mike Bancall and Adam Smith ahead of Liverpool's game against Toulouse away in the Europa League. I didn't call it the UEFA Cup for the first time since I've been starting this show, so props to me. So, guys, welcome to the show. We'll open it all up. It was a fairly, not I wouldn't say mundane press conference, but fairly straightforward for the Europa League. And for some reason, I had in my head that they were playing in Germany. For some reason, I'm getting all of a sudden losing my marbles. I only realised when the translator was starting to talk French, we're like, okay, to Toulouse, France. So, Liverpool going to this game off a fairly disappointing result against Luton, and with a chance to make amends. He traveled over there without Ryan Gravenberch, Jones and Virgil van Dijk. A little bit sick, Jones with a low-grade hamstring issue. There was mad rumours today amongst WhatsApp communities that Gravenberch had done his cruciate, which thankfully didn't end up to be true. We'll get into the comments about it in a minute, but despite those three not travelling, you look at the squad who have travelled, and it's a pretty impressive depth now there, Adam.
Yeah, I think the team... the squad has always looked good, hasn't it, this season, which is why I think we've all been quite happy to see sort of relatively big rotation across the Europa League and the Cups into the league games. I think, as with any team, once you start to see a few players pick up injuries, it suddenly becomes a little bit more commonplace for you to kind of be going, I don't know how good we look now. Like the midfield all of a sudden, which has been such a strength, if we're missing Gravenberch and Jones I also look at it and go, well, maybe Jones would have played, but probably he's going to be giving Endo a chance, and maybe this is Harvey Elliott's start, so how much were any of those players going to be starting the game anyway? I don't know. And I think we've got a really strong squad. We've got a squad that we could look at and go, yes, that can compete on multiple fronts, which is exactly what we're trying to do and exactly what we've accomplished so far.